Hello, James Carey here, and as this episode is just dropping after Easter, I thought it might be fun to do something a bit different. This is a live version of a later chapter in the Gospel According to a Sitcom Writer book. And the reason I've included it also is because you will hear the sound of human laughter. Now, I'm a classic old school sitcom writer. I like the sound of human laughter. So here we go with the resurrection story of Peter and John running to the tomb. Anyway, just before that bit in 21, we have the resurrection narrative. And that is actually contains genuinely one of the weirdest things in John's Gospel. And it touches on the rivalry between Peter and John, which is a thing. It is a thing. And I've even met someone who's writing a PhD on it, so shut up. but it's odd that Peter is the rock who becomes the first pope, the pope of successors and Peter traditionally and pearly gates and the joke formats and stuff. But John is the disciple whom Jesus loved, although we only have his word for that. Now, if you read the resurrection narrative in John, you can't help noticing something really strange. And so I'd like to imagine Peter reading the proofs of John's gospel and then calling John on the phone. Partly in the style of Bob Newhart, who's a comedian I used to love when I was growing up, some of his monologues. And so I just had this idea that Peter is phoning John. It goes like this. Hi, John. Yeah, it's Peter. Yeah, just running through the proofs of your gospel before it's out. I like it. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's good. It's not like the other ones at all, really, is it? Which is a good thing. Who wants more of the same? I did read the new opening. Yeah. In the beginning was the word. Yeah. Sure, why not? Who needs wise men or shepherds when you could baffle people for 2,000 years with that? It is what it is. The main reason for the call was that the resurrection bit, when Mary comes back to get us, I did, that seems to be missing on my thing. Ah. Oh, do you know what? It's here. No, it was stuck to the other thing. No, it's fine. I'll skim it now. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb, blah, blah, blah. She ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple. Is that... Oh... you go on to say the one whom Jesus loved. Right. He kind of loves everyone, doesn't he? Loving people is sort of what Jesus does. If we're picking favourites from disciples, I'm the rock. So, but no, it's nothing. It's nothing. Okay, it's fine. It doesn't matter. So Peter went out with the other disciple and they were going towards the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. You're putting that in, are you? Well... Wasn't really a race, was it? I didn't know we were racing. And I seem to remember you had a head start because you were nearer the door. And it doesn't matter. I mean, I just think it's an odd detail to throw in, but... Forget it. We'll move on. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him. Again, John, I think you made it clear that you got there first. So, I mean, no, technically you are right. This is a true and correct record, but I... Okay, fine. Yeah, no, fine. Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloth lying there, and the face cloth, blah, 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 folded up by itself. The other disciple who had reached the tomb first... John! This is pretty weird, John. It's just... Well, you've taken the critical passage in the resurrection narrative of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the single greatest event in human history, and you've used it to tell people that Jesus loved you the most and that you can run faster than me when it wasn't even a race. Okay? Well... Okay, fine. Well, Okay, look. Take out the reference to a victory dance and we'll say no more about it. Okay? Bye. It's weird. It's weird. The Gospels are weird. The Bible is old and novel.
You could have heard that on my YouTube channel. It's been sitting there all this time. There's lots of other things on my YouTube channel too. Why don't you go and have a look? There's extracts from the Water Into Wine show, as well as a thing called Sacred Art of Joking, which is some interviews I did with some people about their favourite verse of the Bible that they think is funny. Lots of other bits and pieces there to check out. So why don't you go and have a look over at my YouTube channel? Okay, back to normal next time. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.